KKFT, it's the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. I'll wake you back up. It's, you know, it's okay. We'll get you riled up again and that blood pumping through your veins. 884-9910, those are the talk lines. And I just say lines because there's actually three lines that tie into that number. So we can always keep somebody on hold. But I don't want to keep this lady on hold too long. I do want to let you know, though, that you can always send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com and find our podcasts at 991fmtalk.com as well. So PJ DeGrasse joins me right now. And, well, first off, good morning, PJ.
Good morning. How's my favorite radio professional personality? And how lucky are we to
have
you?
I don't know if the professional
talk. We are so lucky.
I don't know if the professional should be in there, but I like the personality part.
I posted your about your show on my Facebook page, and I started reading your resume, and I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize you are quite an outstanding woman.
Thank you.
Everybody should go and read about you because you have some deep roots in your very esteemed broadcasting engineer husband, too. So, but anyhow, I'm here to rile you up. You know I'm good at that. I create
wherever I
go. Either you love me or you hate me. And I've been on this new app called Nextdoor, and I've created such an uproar that I've been warned like two or three times already. But anyhow, due to popular demand, and, you know, people have been emailing me, texting me, Facebooking me, Parler, you name it. When are we going to do something about this Trump situation? When are we going to get out there and start letting our voices be heard? Well, I'm here to tell you that we are having a rally. Yes, we are joining up with the Women for Trump. They're having a big rally in D.C. on October 17th. And they understand that, you know, most of us who would love to go, we just can't leave. So they've been advertising for organizers. And, you know, so here I am, been there, done that. So we are having a rally on October 17th from 10 to 1 o'clock or later in front of the legislature building on the sidewalk. We don't have a permit for the grounds, but we can certainly fill up. I don't know if you remember the rally we had for the gun rights rally in several years ago. We had over 1,000 people.
Yeah, what is there? Is there an issue about getting a permit for the grounds?
Well, you know, if I do, I have to go through all kinds of rigmarole and get a permit, and you know, it's just a big hassle. When we don't need that because we can stand on public property as long as we don't deny access to any buildings or any, you know, businesses in the area. So, you know, we had a thousand
people. You'd think the property of the legislature would be public property. Imagine that.
Well, you can walk on it. You can go from one place to the other. You can sit. You can hang out. You just can't protest or rally there. So, you know, that's just how it is. But, you know, we always find a way to get accomplished what we want. And so what this rally is all about is called Stop Impeachment. While we're talking, I have a watch party going on Facebook with Jay Sekulow. He came out with some, I didn't get to the whole thing. I just started the watch party and came in here to call you. But it's about another lawsuit or another thing that the court ruled in favor of Trump. So, you know, I tell people, Monica, you know, it's okay to sit on your computer or sit on your telephone and, you know, be a keyboard jockey is what I call it. But, you know, unless people get out and stand up for this president, and God forbid a million times, you know, something happens, we're going to all suffer the consequences, and then people are going to be saying, well, how did that happen, and why didn't we do something? Well, you know, we is everybody listening here. And, you know, you can go to my Facebook, PJ DeGrasse, and follow along. Like I said, either you love me or you hate me. I don't look at this as a partisan issue. This is an American issue. You know what?
I was going to say, PJ, because of the fact that we've already sat on our computer and our hands too long, we're already asking, how did we get into this mess? I mean, there are so many other things that the violations that we're seeing come forward from, you know, that administration that had no scandals. It's just pathetic. You know, the civil liberties that were broken and things done against the American people. It's atrocious.
And, you know,
and now
this inquiry thing is totally illegal. It's not a legal inquiry. They haven't voted on it.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, why they're still waiting to dig stuff up. If you heard a clip I played of Nancy Pelosi, it's, you know, this is their game plan. They just throw out the accusations and they try to get the press involved, and then they try to work it around afterwards after he's already been tried in the court of public opinion.
Right. Well, you know, what's your feeling based on your callers? You know, I'm sure you have a huge conservative following. Interestingly, I have people that are not conservative, but they know that when I post something on my page, I research it. You know, I never sleep anymore. And I think part of the problem is, and I wrote about this on my Facebook, I said, am I the only person out there that suffers anxiety daily, that can't sleep at night? You know, I'll be 77 next month, Monica, and I don't ever remember in my life being so upset over a president or politics. Even when Obama was in office, it didn't affect me emotionally. And I was talking to my husband, and I said, you know, I'm going to put this on Facebook. Well, people started saying to me, you know what? I'm going through every emotion in one day. I'm happy. I'm sad. I'm apprehensive. I feel positive. I feel negative. I feel scared. And this is something that's going on all over the United States because we're so angry at the injustice of what's going on, and we feel helpless to do something. And so I said, you know, I told my husband, I said, why do I feel this way? And he said, because you feel so emotionally connected to this president. This president is someone who people actually love him as a person. The people that, Monica, you know that. People that are Trumpers, they love him. And so when people attack him, I take it personally. You know, and I think that's why I'm upset. But, you know, rather than, you know how I am, rather than be upset, I'm going to get out and do something. That's why I need everybody out there to show up, because if we only have a handful of people, we're not going to look very great. You agree?
Is because he is pulling back the layers of the onion, and it's just getting stinkier and stinkier, and we're crying more and our eyes are watering, because not only is he the president of the United States by rightful election. You know, elections have been close before. People have won the popular vote and not won the Electoral College before, and it wasn't an issue. But now it is, because Hillary Clinton and the Democrats won't let it go because they had something in place. They had a process going that they didn't want to stop, and they still don't want to stop. Not only is he the president of the United States, but he is an American citizen. And if this can happen to the most powerful person in this country, imagine what they are doing to us, and we don't know about it.
Well, you know, I asked my husband, I said, do you think President Trump is sorry that he ever ran for office? And he said, no, he's not that kind of guy. He doesn't cut
nope.
and run. And actually, if you watch his behavior, you know, the media comes out and says, oh, you know, and Drudge Report has become the darkest, worst anti-Trumper ever. I hardly even go there anymore. I can't even read the headlines. I don't know what happened to Matt Drudge. I think he lost his mind. But it's interesting because if my husband and I talk about it a lot, you know, I bounce it off of him. And because he's kind of like a non-political guy, you know, he just lets me rave and rant. And
yeah, just like my husband.
You know, and I, well, we can't have both of us being crazy this way. You know, we would drive each other nuts. But, and I'm sure in every
exactly.
family there's a husband or a wife, one side or the other is, you know, sitting back and listening to us. You know, I use the expression puking up our anger every single day. But if you watch Trump and you ignore the fact that they say, oh, Donald Trump's attitude gets darker and darker every day, you know, I think he's really enjoying this. I think that he
yeah.
knows more than what we know. And when this IG report, if they ever get it out, I think it's here's my prediction. I'll say it on air, and then you can follow me up later on and see. Very soon, this whole stuff about the IG and Durham and all these reports are going to come out, and it's going to be so volatile. It's going to completely hide all of this impeachment stuff because Democrats are going to be scrambling to cover their own butts. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
My prediction as well.
Listen,
perfect.
I know you have other people because when I tried to call you, your line was busy, busy, busy. But if I might, can I call you back maybe next week just to reinforce this thing? And if anyone wants to know more about the rally, it's peaceful. Bring signs, bring flags, bring your good attitude. Be peaceful.
Wear your red hats.
Wear your red hats.
Yeah, wear your red hats.
You know, bring it all, bring it all. I want to fill up Carson Street. I want the media to sit up and pay attention and say, we are no longer the silent voice. We're out there.
All right. October 17th, 10 a.m. You are so welcome. And I would say definitely, please follow PJ on Facebook because she is so right on with the things that she posts.
And
that's PJ.
At PJ DeGrosse on Twitter. And on for any conservatives out there, there's a, and you probably know about this, Monica, it's called Parler, all caps, P-A-R-L-E-R.
Yeah.
It's a conservative social media where they don't put you in jail. You know, like I've been in Facebook jail so many times, I've got stripes on my face. But
Well, now you're going to be in next... Now you're going to be in next door jail.
Oh, no.
At the rate that you're going.
Tell you what, they're out for me. Monica, please come and help me. They're out for
me. They're out for Debbie at American Patriots of Sparks. They've dumped her a couple of times.
Let me tell you one last little thing that you might not know. Did you know that on next door they have what they call leads, LEADS? These are people that live in your neighborhood that monitor the conversations that go on, and they have the authority to contact the powers that be and have your comments taken off, removed, and they have the power to have your page disabled so you can never go back on it again. How does that feel to you to know that your neighbors, some of them are out there watching what you're writing on this friendly little neighborhood app? That's scary.
Yeah, they're liberal snitches.
You need to go there and check it out. Go there and check it out. Look at their rules and regulations.
Oh, my husband... My husband watches it for me. So, PJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. Bye, sweetheart. PJDEGROSS. Look it up on Facebook. Friender. Her information is always right on. Just like the information we give out here at 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local at 884-9910 on KKFT. It's the Monica Jay Show on KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM. We'll get back to Doug and Emu in a little bit. But let me tell you, talk lines are open at 885-9910, and I want to let you know what's going on tonight. I need to start going to these. They are so important. Every Wednesday, you know, I try to give you the things that are coming up. I mean, next week I'll tell you about the AMAC meeting. Tomorrow I'll tell you a little bit more about the American Patriots and Sparks meeting. But tonight from 4 to 5:30 is the Constitution Study Group at Shields. It happens every Wednesday night, 4 to 5:30. You can just put it on your calendar that way. I know most people are at work at that time, but if you're not, head on over. It's upstairs in the conference room. And they're having a special guest this time. This guy sounds really interesting. His name's Mr. Dennis Gilman. And he has all kinds of PhDs and, you know, fellowships and all that good stuff. A lot of psychology stuff in there, which we could all use. But his interest over the last 10 years has been economics and economic history. There's that word again. History. If you don't know history, we are bound to repeat it, and we will fail. So tonight you might want to check out this. Well, actually, you should want to check out all of the meetings every Wednesday night from 4 to 5:30. But this one seems particularly interesting because when it comes to the economic history of this country, it's been vast and it's been diverse. And unfortunately, we use this thing called forecasters. You know how what's the biggest thing that you see for a forecaster? A weather forecaster. And the weather changes at the drop of a hat. Sometimes you get it right, sometimes you get it wrong. But you always go with your winds, right? We can't do that with economics. We need to try to always be winning. And unfortunately, because of the way our system is set up, we're a slave to the stock market. We are slaves to forecasters. Why do you think we have so much building going on here in Northern Nevada? Not just Reno Sparks. I'm talking about all of Northern Nevada. Big developments down in Minden-Gardnerville. Big developments in Dayton. Because a forecaster said that we need them. He is projecting all of these jobs and all of these people coming into the state. I drive around and I see so many homes being built. So many brand new apartment complexes. So many old apartment complexes that have openings. Are we going too fast? I really would like to hear what Mr. Gilman has to say on the subject of economics. Because that's what it all boils down to, is money. Your money, your hard-earned money, and everybody wants it. People want you to put it in savings. People want you to put it in investments. People want you to put it into pie-in-the-sky dreams. People want you to pay more for your gas. People want you to pay more for your food. They want you to pay more for housing. They want you to pay more for education. Who the hell are these people? People want you to pay more in taxes. They want you to pay more to live the lifestyle you want to live so somebody else who they know cannot generate the income that you do so they can live that same lifestyle. So they can get their pet projects done. So they can look like the good guys because they saved a park. They saved a museum. Maybe something that you have no interest in or you'll never use. Something to give somebody else a job where they can just, you know, rack up overtime when they don't need to be and make a fortune. All on your back, what you do. Mom and pop businesses that started out from nothing. Candy makers who had an idea and a small business that turned it into something. And maybe is struggling now because of taxes. And they just want more. They want more so the state can have two new airplanes. Why fly commercial when you can fly private? Aren't you getting sick and tired of that? Aren't you getting sick and tired? But I digress. Tonight, the Constitution Study Group, Shields, out in Sparks, 4 to 5:30 in the upstairs conference room. Stop by and take a listen. You don't have to be there from the beginning either. You can just make it down at 5 and listen and talk for a few minutes. That's great, too. We are the home of Fox News and so proud of that here at KKFT. So let's take a quick break at 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Also, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Thank you, Vance, for sending me that and taking me back to my childhood. Yes, just as Popeye would say, that's all I can stand and I can't stand no more. Or let's see. That's all I can stand. No, I can't do Popeye's voice. That's all I can stand and I can't stand. Or isn't it? Wasn't it? Me can't stands no more? I can't remember. Okay. But that is a great, great saying. So this is tough. This is really tough. There are so many things going on in all of our communities. You just have to stay on top of it. I don't know if you've been following this, but the Washoe County manager position was up for grabs, and they have been doing interviews and came down to their candidate. And rather than hire someone who actually has experience in managing, you know, county government, they went with somebody else that, I can't wait to see how this turns out. I'm not going to judge our new commissioner until actually meet him and see some things that he's able to do, but I wonder about their methods on hiring and how they go through the process, because that's not the process that I've seen before. You look for somebody with experience. But is that, does that just not matter anymore? It doesn't. No. It's not the best person for the job anymore. It's who's either going to make you look good or who's going to make you feel good. You know, you got to get that certain quota. I don't know. It's just interesting, though. At least they let us see the resumes. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Lee. Hi, Lee. What would you like to talk about this morning?
Hi. How are you?
Good.
You're doing good? Hey, listen, I heard you say on the radio about the AMAC meeting tomorrow. It's the 10th of October. That's a week from tomorrow.
See, Lee, people only hear what they want to hear. I said the AMAC meeting next week and the American Patriots of Sparks tomorrow.
Okay, well, then I'm wrong. But also, I want to call and tell people, because I'm old, okay? I'm old. Just give me a break, will you?
It's all right, sweetheart.
Hey,
that's why you have Connie.
Yeah, I do have Connie. And your point is, never mind. I'm not going there. Hey, listen, tonight here in town at by the Boys and Girls Club on Russell Way, our illustrious Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren is going to be in town, and I plan to be down there, and I think a few people are going to show up, and I'm going to be down there at 5 o'clock. Not representing AMAC, because I can't do that, but as an individual that despises the programs that she's even suggested. And so I'm going to be down there at 5 o'clock. If other people feel the same way I do, bring a sign, make your own sign, which I am doing, And I'm going to be down with my American flag. I'm going to be down with the sign at 5 o'clock, right next to the Boys and Girls Club. I guess it's called the Community Fitness Center or something like that. And it's easy to find. So 5 o'clock, and then next week at 6 o'clock. And, Monica, I'm trying to get hold of the attorneys that will be able to speak on your show next week. And so I'll let you know if that's going to take place or not. I'm not sure if it's going to happen because of whatever reason. And so, but I'm your man, my friend, and I'm just pass the word on about tonight, and let's make it happen. We can let her know
yep,
she's not
Liz Warren, let her know that, you know, there's more red here than is let on. So wear your Trump hats, wear whatever you got, and tell her to keep her hands off our money.
Do you think? Good God, Monica.
Well, at least Bernie was somewhat honest the other day, and you know, he said that the middle class is going to be taxed for all this free stuff. So
And also, I'd like to offer prayers for Bernie. I don't like him, but I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody, and I hope he recovers from his heart surgery. I've had two stents put in my heart, so I know what he's going through. So I'll pray for him and hope everything comes out good for him. And but that's it, Monica. I just wanted to tell everybody about tonight. Please be there if you can.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate the call. Yes, Elizabeth Warren, and, you know, they're just trotting everybody out. And Lee brings up a great thing. Well, oh gosh, that's not the way to say it. He brings up an interesting point that a lot of prayers are going out for Bernie Sanders right now after his heart surgery, and he's suspended his not his campaign. He's suspended his rallies for right now, so he can get better. But I find it interesting that the liberal left, and even just Democrats in general, and their liberal media are always screaming that the Republican Party is just made up of old white guys. And yet we have very strong organizations within the party, Women for Trump and all of the different women's organizations that, by the way, if, you know, you join Mount Rose's Women Club or anything like that, yes, the men are invited to join as well. So, you know, men are also allowed to attend the meetings. It's not just the girls getting together. But I find it very interesting that the majority of the people running for the primary to be able to run against our beloved president on the right, that they are even older white guys. You know, I thought it was this university crowd and these young progressives that were just so full of these ideas and how they wanted to make the world a better place. And yet they can't seem to find anybody that isn't. How old are they? I can't remember if they're actually older than our president right now. I mean, Trump may be up there, but dang, that man has more energy than I do. I just find it interesting. Let me just put it that way. So yes, prayers to Bernie Sanders, and hope he recovers well from this. And it's just too bad that the millionaire that he is and the office that he holds, that he didn't have Obamacare to deal with. Going through all this stuff, if he had Obamacare, maybe it would open his eyes a little bit about what the rest of society has to go through. And what all that free stuff actually costs people. because it seems as though the people that are screaming the loudest to take care of everybody else, to give out that free college, to give out that free health care, to give out all that free stuff, is the people who will never have to deal with it. It kind of irks you off, doesn't it? I know it does me. Stick around, because in the next hour, we've got a special guest joining us, and that is Douglas County Commissioner John Engel. I'm going to get his take on the proposed annexation that is going on. Unfortunately, I don't live in Douglas County, and I say unfortunately because I love Douglas County. It is so beautiful. So many people, you know, want to retire down in that area because just the green, open fields, the mountains, oh, the Sierra Nevada down there, it's gorgeous. It's picturesque. Historical places like Genoa. Well, there's an issue going on right now in Douglas County. And tomorrow, they're looking at amending the Douglas County Code. And you know what happens when things like that come up, when you start talking annexation. Oh, annexation. That reminded me of something else, a thought that I was having. I don't know why we keep just kind of hopping around on one foot about this. You know, we've got the new Nevada movement going on. There's the state of Jefferson and all that stuff going on in California. Why do we not just keep Nevada and keep California? You don't have to do the whole north or south thing, but just change the boundary. Take it from vertical to horizontal. Because Southern Nevada is just like Southern California as far as, you know, wanting to be sanctuary, wanting to be just free stuff for everybody, wanting to, you know, have all those rule changes. It'd make it a lot easier because Nevada could still, you know, keep Nevada. We wouldn't have to be changing a bunch of stuff. California could keep all their paperwork that says California. It's always the paperwork that costs you so much. You have to throw out all the letterhead, all the business cards, blah, blah, blah. But if we just went from vertical to horizontal with that line, it would be so easy to fix so many problems. And then we'd get Truckee. So it's a win-win for us. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. We're covering all of Northern Nevada and the issues, including things like annexation. So, like I said, John Engel's commissioner will be joining us after 11 o'clock. Be listening for that. And we've got some more interesting things coming up right after this on 99.1 FM Talk.
Monica J on KKFT, live and local on 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, oh wow, starting to lose my voice there. Ah, no, we can't do that. KKFT at 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, 884-9910. And I wanted to bring up something that John sent me last night. Actually, no, sent it to me this morning at 10 a.m. 9:10 a.m. Thank you very much, John. I did not notice this, but I am going to go look for it. Because Spectrum has done it again. More money for less quality. Spectrum removed channel 187, showing great classics like The Saint, The Avengers, Sea Hunt, Highway Patrol, great movies, and more. And replaced it with yet another shower of crap called Dabble. Another one of the tens of channels I will never watch. Welcome to 2019. Boy, ain't that the truth, John. See, there's a problem, John. Shows like The Saint and The Avengers and especially Sea Hunt and all of those great shows from way back when. I look at, oh gosh, The Munsters, Dragnet. You learn something from those types of shows. The older shows, the classics that were back then, I mean, even the Addams Family, you learn values from. If it's a black and white show, well, you know it's probably going to teach you something. Because they didn't have the mindless entertainment that we have now. You have to turn it off. Go to the History Channel every once in a while. Go to the National Geographic Channel every once in a while. And get caught up on some of this stuff. Because television shows nowadays aren't teaching a whole lot of morals or values. One of the only new shows I watch, I'm addicted to Fear of the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead. Why? Because at least it teaches you some life skills. And it teaches you some real life, too. When things go to hell, there's always going to be somebody out there who wants your stuff. Kind of like our government right now. Telling us what we can do, what we can say, what we can have, what we can eat, what we can drink, what we can watch. At least shows like The Walking Dead show you how maybe you could survive in not necessarily a zombie apocalypse, but when the world goes to hell. Fighting styles. Because it's getting there. It is so getting there. Shows you personalities when things go wrong. Shows you who to believe in and who's going to cower when it comes down to it. Who would have thought that Lindsey Graham would turn and grow a backbone with President Trump? I never particularly cared for Lindsey Graham. I thought he conceded too much stuff. But now, it's like he found his voice against the Democrats. It was probably that feeling that, hey, I've got a president and some other people around me now who are actually backing me up to fight these crooks. Imagine that. Imagine what you can do when you know that you have people on your side fighting for the same thing and they've got your back. Isn't it freeing? Doesn't it make you just feel like you want to take on more? I wish more people understood that. I am sitting on such a juicy, juicy piece of information regarding the homeless right now. And I promised I wouldn't say anything. And Paul, if you're listening, you better get on it because I can't hold this back much longer. Paul knows who I'm talking to and what I'm talking about. Stick around. We got Commissioner John Engels joining us in just moments. We're going to talk about the annexation that might be going on in Douglas County. Right here on KKFT 99.1.